Google Secrets. Many of us just use a search engine to look up a particular thing. We might be looking up something we want to buy because we want to find the cheapest price. On the other hand, we might be hungry for news about our favorite movie stars or singers, but some search engines offer a lot more, and their leader in that field is, guess who? If you said Google, you would be correct. The Google search engine can do many different things. If you want to find out what is the top subject being searched for on Google, there is a place in the search engine which allows you to access this data and gives you a graphic. I don't think most of the people using Google for personal use might know this. If you type google.com/trends, you can access this data. It could be handy for reports and especially useful to those running a website. If you know the most popular subjects being searched for, you can tailor your site to those searches and get more viewers. A lot of people like nostalgia, and if you would like to see Google's very first search engine and try it out, just type this query into the current one, https://lgood.im/google1998/. There is something else on the internet which is not from Google as far as I know, and it is called the Wayback Machine. If you do a search for a site, you can get snapshots of the site over many years. Just be warned, large sites take a long time to load even if you have a fast internet. When I first started investigating Google search, it was before smart cell phones hit the market, so all the experimenting by me with Google search was done on a computer. You can get the Google search engine to make different movements. Type this into Google search. Do a barrel roll. I hope sudden movements don't bother you. What? You like it? You will notice searches come up with different times you can barrel roll the screen. There are different symbols you can add to your search on Google. An asterisk can be used as a placeholder for an unknown fact or word. If you surround your search with quotes apostrophe, the search will look for the exact word or phrase. Use a hyphen before a word or part of a search to exclude it from the search. If you are interested in getting current stock prices for a particular stock, enter its symbol into the Google search. Want to try it? Here is the symbol for Apple, AAPL. You can ask Google search just about anything. One of the favorites seems to be define life. Google will steer you to a dictionary definition. I bet you thought it was going to be a trick answer. Would you like to see gravity in action? Type Google Gravity in the search engine and it will bring up Google Gravity, Mr. Doob. Click on this link and you will learn what Google thinks gravity is. Be patient, it takes about 5 seconds. The Google window can be tilted by entering https://lgoog.im/tilt/ into the search area. If you type Atari Breakout into the search area of Google, it brings up pictures of an Atari Breakout game. Click on one of the pictures and the game will actually start. I leave it to you to find out how to play it. You will actually get 5 lives, I have been told. There have been quite a few tricks hidden in the Google search. The group has gained the name Easter Eggs. They acquired this name because an Atari manager liked hidden surprises and said they reminded him of searching for eggs on Easter morning. Google is just not sitting by without watching what you do with their search engine. It is collecting data, and you can see some of it by typing into Google search my activity. Most people will be shocked by what they find because they never realized Google was watching. The good news is you can turn this stuff off if you want. If you type my account into the Google search engine and click on my account, you will find tons of info about yourself. Want to see something cool? Go to lgoog.im/terminal/. It will bring back memories of the days when we had to use those old slow phone modems. Try lgoog.im/underwater/. You can even ask for more fish. If you want to experiment, type lgoog into the search area of the Google search engine. Then click on Google Mirror. By doing this, you will find the Easter eggs which were killed by Google but restored. One site claims to have the total Easter egg list, I cannot verify they are all there, but I am going to give you the address, so if you want to go there you can paste it into Google's search engine. The address is https://cognitivezio.com/blog/13616/google-easter-eggs/. This was rather a short article, but I think I have covered most of what I wanted to say. See the written article to better understand the addresses given.